finalizing a contract that would give one of Iran's oldest airlines a complete facelift. Iran Asaman Airlines and American plane maker Boeing signed a deal for the purchase of 60 of the company's latest and most demanded passenger jets, the B737 MAX.
Our company is planning to become number one domestic airline in terms of the number of passengers and destinations in the next decade. We also want to render high-quality services in the region, and this type of aircraft is the best option for this purpose.
Boeing and Asaman and its employees working together will work to prepare for induction of this new technology aircraft, including working with Asaman on adoption of best practices used by commercial airlines all over the world.
The deal was struck after months of negotiations and following a nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 nations, which led to the lifting of most sanctions on Iran's civil aviation industry. Iran's Minister of Labor and Social Affairs was also present at the signing ceremony. The country's flag carrier, Iran Air, signed an agreement with Boeing to buy 80 aircraft. However, this is the first deal between Iranian and American companies since President Donald Trump took office. He's vowed to revise the nuclear deal and take a tougher stance against Tehran, a matter which may put the deal at risk.
We are two business companies and cannot comment on political issues. From an economic point of view, we believe that the deal will be successful.
Iran's civil servants pension organization, linked with the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, is a major shareholder of Asaman. The organization says that Asaman will pay 5% of the multi-billion dollar contract, and Boeing will support financing of 95% of the value of the deal. The aircraft are yet to be licensed by the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or the OFAC.
The total value of the contract for the delivery of 60 aircraft is believed to be worth $3 billion. Based on the contract, Iran Asaman Airlines will receive its first Boeing 737 MAX by 2022. After the endorsement of its OFAC license by the U.S. Treasury, the airline will also be able to lease some of the latest models of Boeing prior to the delivery of the MAX. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Mehrabad International Airport in Tehran.